The story of Blessed Stanley Rother includes discussion of government persecution and torture. If you're listening with younger ears, you may want to screen these episodes first. Thank you for listening.
1980, Santiago Atitlan, Guatemala. Against all hope, Father Stanley searches for Diego's body in the dense forest outside the village. As the Civil War heats up, Stanley and his catechists face an impossible challenge: ministering to the Tzotzil people while staying out of the death squad's crosshairs.
The Saints: Adventures of Faith and Courage. Stanley Rother. Episode 3: Unrest. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com. Are you enjoying The Saints? You can thank homeschooling for that. I'm Peter Atkinson, a proud homeschooler. Unleash your child's potential with our sponsor, Colby Academy. From classic homeschooling to interactive live online classes, Colby brings flexible and personalized education to the comfort of your home. Learn more on customizing your homeschooling experience at thesaintspodcast.com/Colby.
Francisco, the jungle is thick. It's dangerous. Are you sure you want to help?
I'm sure, Padre.
We need to find Diego's body before the animals do.
How do you know he's dead?
The government's systematically killing catechists. They say we're communists because we help the poor. Tire marks. We'll enter here.
I'm right behind you.
We're not communist.
We are not.
We don't take sides. We simply serve God's people, loving them, feeding them, helping them to survive.
I worry about my brother, Pedro.
Your brother worries about you. That's why he sent you to live at the rectory with us.
Ever since he was ordained, rumors are that the government is watching him.
Teaching catechism over the radio puts him at risk. When we were getting the station up and running, Pedro knew he would one day be on the watch list. And he's still committed to get the word of God to the Tutuhil people. He's a fine man, your brother. We've got to find Diego. I promised his wife he'd have a proper funeral.
Let's hope they didn't throw him into a well to poison the water, like they did with Julio.
Let's hope and pray. It's part of our faith to have a Christian burial.
Will you teach me the rite?
I will. If you still want to be a catechist, you'll be in great danger. So far, they've murdered 30 men. 30 wonderful men.
Padre, I want to help.
You go toward that clearing on the right. I'll look over there by those rocks. Be careful, Francisco.
I will. Over here! Padre! Over here! It's him. It's Diego.
Ah, Diego, my friend. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and may perpetual light shine upon him.
Amen.
Francisco, go back to the village. Keep his wife home until I get Diego's body to the rectory. The sisters will prepare him for burial. I don't want her or the children to see him like this.
But you can't carry him back yourself.
I'm a farm boy from Okarchi, Oklahoma, and Jesus will walk by my side.
Padre, what's wrong? Why did you call me to the bell tower?
Sister Ana Maria, please listen carefully.
You're scaring me, Padre.
If you see the military approaching or moving about the village, immediately come here to the church and ring the bells.
I will.
Let me hear you ring them in the same pattern. Teach the other sisters. This is important. Life or death important.
I will, Padre.
Stay alert.
Lucy, go home. It's 5 o'clock.
Monsignor Flynn, the seminary never sleeps. The formation reports are on your desk for review. Father Shaum has called 3 times regarding the spring concert. Oh, and this letter arrived today from Father Rother.
Thank you. Thank you, Lucy. I really look forward to these. We need to pray for Stan and his people.
Dear Harry, I'm sad to hear that you'll be leaving the Mount in another year. The Mount Seminary has continued to grow with you as their rector when other seminaries closed their doors.
In my mind, Stan, I believe it is right for an institution to have a change in leadership and in personnel. I believe that it is also good for a priest to have that uprooting so that he can integrate that uncomfortableness that comes from change into his life. Emotionally, of course, I feel torn. I love the Mount, and I love this seminary very much. It will be difficult to leave, but at the same time, I know that it is good.
In answer to your question, Harry, yes, I am in parish work. Because of the lack of other trades here, I still do a multitude of other things. I still do most of the maintenance at the hospital I helped to build, especially the equipment. I also maintain our own house, the church, our vehicles, and do some experimental agriculture on the side.
Padre, please! It's 4:30! You need to come in now! You've been on that bulldozer since 7 this morning!
We need to make planting season. If the farmers' co-op is going to work, we need crops.
The men are afraid.
Pedro! Pedro! Help!
What's wrong, Francisco? What's wrong?
It's Manuel. He was repairing the well and he passed out from the gases.
Run to the hospital, Francisco. Get Bertha.
Okay, Padre. I'm going.
Pedro, come with me.
It's Manuel! He's passed out!
Is he dead? Oh, God! Is he dead?
Pray, Candelaria. I'll pray with you.
Juan, fasten the rope around me. Lower me.
I can't, Padre. It's too dangerous.
Lower me.
Father Stan, no! Don't do this!
Lower me, Juan! Pedro, help Juan lower me! Loosen the rope, quicker! I have to get down there before it's too late!
Padre, no! It's toxico! You will pass out too!
This is his only chance! Lower! Lower! Got him! Pull us up, quick!
I am pulling! Faster, Juan! Pull faster! Apurate! Faster!
What's the status?
Bertha, over here! Manuel isn't breathing!
Move over! I need to give him mouth to mouth! Pedro, get Father Stan water.
Save Manuel, Bertha. I'm fine.
I'm a multitasker.
Oh, Dios mío.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You're the volunteer of the year, for sure, Bertha. No competition.
I'm doing this for 5 years now, Stan. I'm not holding my breath. Ooh, that was a bad joke.
I now have a Guatemalan associate, Harry. Pedro has been with me since 75. Our parish has around 20,000 Catholics, and 95% of them are Mayan Indian. So I not only learned Spanish, but by force had to learn the local language of the Indians. We're doing the final revision of the New Testament and hope to have it published in about 2 years.
Stan, when I read about your work at the parish, I'm just overwhelmed. I can't imagine a parish with 20,000 Catholics in it, and I can't imagine being responsible for as many things as you are. It amazes me when I think of it. Not only do you have spiritual responsibilities, but you also have the physical responsibility for the plant, and then the language difficulties.
Padre, the day before the St. James Festival, we had 305 First Communions. Candelaria counted them.
Then it's a good thing that Mass is offered in the local language now.
All of the sacraments are translated, and soon we will publish a 200-page prayer book.
This project would never have been finished without you, Juan. You know that, right?
I do. But look at you, an American preaching in Mayan.
Juan.
Well, okay, Padre. I did have to sort of translate your translation.
The truth hurts.
No, really. You were good. Not like the first priest here. He was very gringo-like. You do good. Real good.
Did you read my newsletter in January about the persecuted church in Latin America, Harry? It certainly has run true here in Guatemala. Over the past few years, there have been numerous catechists killed in various parts of the country. Just last week, another one was cut down who was helping to organize a union among miners. Just recently, the soldiers headed to the coffee fields and other locations where our people were going about their daily work. And like duck hunters on the shores of the lake, they shot everyone in sight. That day is now known as La Masacre del Pato, the Duck Massacre.
Lay the bodies across the stone in the church square.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
I'm a nurse. Let us through.
Back.
Oh, Dios mío.
The nun is puking.
I'll get Padre.
I said back.
Aquí viene Padre Blas.
Padre Blas.
Stan. They're afraid if they claim their loved one's body, they will be judged guilty by association and savagely murdered, like them.
How many are there?
With the three left in the truck, there are 18 bodies.
It's too much. Too much. We just buried Diego. Now this... God, what do you want from me?
Take notice!
This is my husband.
She's brave, and so must we be.
Stan, don't!
Watch it, Padre.
Yes. Yes, I'm here, next to you.
Shh. This is my son.
I'm here.
This is my husband.
I'm here.
This is my brother.
It is. I'm here. I'm here. Are you here, Jesus? Help me, please.
Hi, this is Peter Atkinson, founder of The Merry Beggars. Tune in to episode 4, Retreat, to hear the next installment of Stanley Rother. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com.
The Merry Beggars is the entertainment division of Relevant Radio.